Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Bank, absolutely fantastic when it comes to what they do in servicing the people and their financial needs across the entire region and portions of the country outside of Pittsburgh as well. What they do for community opportunities, for mortgages of people of varying income levels, but they also make it a point to really contribute back and improve the quality of life in Pittsburgh in so many different ways and activities that take place. And the one we're about to talk about now, dealing with the August Wilson Center.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Dollar Bank is a part of the community. And that's why I'm so excited, because this year we are celebrating August Wilson's birthday, but not just one day. It's August in August, the month of August. Yep. All August long, all month long. Here to talk about it, Carol Nealon. She's the Senior Vice President of Community Development for Dollar Bank. And Paul Ellis. He is the founder of the August Wilson House and August Wilson's nephew. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hey, Lynn.
I'm great. I'm excited about a month long. You know me, Carol. I like a party that lasts all month long.
I know, and isn't it time to feel good about something?
It is. We need a celebration. Exactly. So Dollar Bank has made this commitment. It's a commitment to celebrate. And, I mean, August Wilson, who better to recognize and who better for Dollar Bank to get behind this celebration, this virtual celebration?
Absolutely. We've always been a bank that celebrates community, and to have August Wilson, one of the greatest playwrights, part of our community is something to really be proud about.
And Paul, this celebration for the entire month, obviously we can't get together and celebrate like we normally would. There's a virtual celebration that's taking place. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, the virtual celebration is going down starting this Sunday. Okay. It's the August Wilson virtual community celebration. We are just so pumped up about this because, you know, we were looking for, everybody's dealing with these digital challenges right now. We had to cancel our block party earlier this year, unfortunately. August and August was another opportunity to give a nod to the community, promote vendors and artists and emerging professionals, black businesses, things like that. It's just an all-around celebration of August Wilson's legacy, black arts. So we're going to have this live streaming event. And as Lynn mentioned, it's going down all month long in August, every Sunday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And believe me when I tell you that we have a wide variety of programs to fill in the live stream.
So, Paul, is there going to be a different feature every Sunday, or we'll just have to tune in every Sunday to find out?
It's going to be a wide variety of things. Yes, every Sunday will be different. We have interviews with people on the street. We got clips and images related to August Wilson's work. We get DJ Selecta on the one and twos. we have young artists performing spoken word and singing. We have a host that's going to, you know, carry us through all of the different running segments. We have a cooking display provided by our Carmies on the south side, live bands, historical vignettes. And keep in mind, Lynn, this is National Black Business Month, so we're also being supported by black businesses across the city that are participating, and it's an opportunity for us to amplify and elevate their profile as well. So it's just a win-win community celebration.
Paul, how difficult is it to participate? Is it something that we already have on our computer, special software that has to get downloaded? Explain that.
Well, that's the good news. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. You do need internet access. We are broadcasting directly from our webpage, which is augustinaugust.com. But we're also streaming from our social media. We are on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. So we'll be streaming from our social media account and from augustinaugust.com. And we also have a simulcast through PCTV and a couple of their cable channels as well. So there won't be any lack of access.
Carol?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Well, let me ask you this, Carol. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that for August Wilson to be part of the Pittsburgh legacy is huge in my view. And with Dollar Bank celebrating its 165th anniversary, that really just speaks to the commitment that the bank has to the community. It's always been a bank for everyone. You know, Lynn, we celebrate Black History Month every year and Women's History Month every year, and we have the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage this year. So this just is right along the same path of just celebrating things that go on in our community and people that we should be very proud of.
Paul, if you would talk about...
Let me just say...
Go ahead.
You go ahead. No. You go ahead. I'll come back.
All right. Paul, talk about the importance of partnering up with Dollar Bank in this.
Yeah, well, it's extremely important. One of the things that we appreciate most about Dollar Bank, if you know anything about Dollar Bank's history, they go back decades in terms of their understanding on a grassroots level about the challenges that community residents face, particularly when it comes to exposure and access to capital. And that, you know, the type of various nuances that lend itself to stability and particularly economic stability within a community. So we know firsthand that Dollar Bank understands that. So partnering with them is very much a blessing. We're going into our second year of a partnership. We've been collaborating to provide community events, and what it does is present a joint opportunity for us to open up doors for not only local emerging artists and artistic professionals, but you know, single moms, vendors, black businesses. You know, we have this global pandemic going on right now, which is adding another layer to the already existing challenges that are faced by community residents when it comes to you know, advancement and economic you know, progression. So the types of programs that we offer and exposure using our platform as a local, state, and national historic landmark and partnering with Dollar Bank, we're able to use that platform in turn to raise awareness of those challenges faced by community residents and simultaneously distinguish ourselves in the industry by providing technical support and initiatives that increase the network of those businesses and their base of support. And when it comes to the artists, it's also an opportunity for us to showcase their work and nurture them on a technical basis as well. So it's a great partnership, and that's why we're able to provide these type of programs that go a long way into filling what is really a much-needed void.
Indeed. Well, it sounds like it...
The bank has tied to the Hill District in that our first president back in the 1850s lived on Wiley Avenue, and he happened to live one block away from our first African-American customer which is also back in the 1850s. So we like to support programs in the Hill District. We have an affinity and just good intentions to make sure that community survives and thrives.
Indeed. Well, I'm looking forward to this Sunday, starting this Sunday, and every Sunday in August, augustinaugust.com. Carol Nealon, Paul Ellis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
All righty.